Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody.
Hiya.
I'm Katie Norris.
I'm Sinead Parker.
And welcome to Norris and Parker's Sketch Therapy.
So we're a comedy duo, but more importantly, we are best friends.
We're business partners.
It's a bit snide.
We'd just like to point out that neither of us are trained therapists.
Although I am currently in two different types of therapy.
So we're going to use the term therapy very, very loosely here.
This is just a safe space where we can talk about absolutely anything.
That's right. Nothing is off limits.
Nothing's too dark. Nothing's too weird. Nothing's too sexual.
But if it does go a little bit too far, then we'll just throw in a sketch, a character or a song.
So this week we're talking about our friendship and friendships in general that have no boundaries.
But first, a sketch. This podcast was recorded in front of a live audience consisting of Neil. Oh, shit. His name is...
Oh, my God, we should definitely keep that. We should do it again.
This podcast was recorded in front of a live audience consisting of Niall, our producer.
I am woman, hear me roar. I am woman,
don't give me chores.
I find them offensive.
I am woman, hear me roar. I am woman,
I'm not a whore.
I find it offensive.
We are the feminazis, spawned from the paparazzi.
You can find us in the Daily Mail,
castrating men and eating kale.
Feminazis, just like the real Nazis.
Instead of genocide and tashes,
we have opinions and false lashes. Our bobs are sharp,
our heels are high,
our banter's bad,
my fanny's dry.
Hello.
Guten Tag.
Alles klar.
Willkommen.
My name is Helga, founder and the Führer of the Feminazi Party.
Heil, Helga!
Ich habe einen Kaninchen.
I have a rabbit. It takes double A batteries.
Ich esse Schinken.
I eat ham.
Und ich trinke Milch.
And I drink Milch.
Mm. Heil Helga! Allow me to introduce our most evil and disturbed feminazi. One withering stare from her will turn any man's cock into a chode. A chode, a penis that is as wide or wider than it is long, much like a hamburger.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Maureen from Merseyside. It's so lovely to see you all here at the Feminazi Rally tonight. What's your name, sir?
Niall.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Niall. I've accidentally just turned your cock into a chode. It's not impersonal. It's just fourth wave feminism.
The Feminazi goal is world domination. Once we have seized power, we will implement the following laws. Eins.
All men will be forced to live in a Feminazi work camp where they will work as seamstresses, wet nurses and fuck puppets.
We will even throw in a complimentary bottle of Lynx Africa.
Zwei. All boys will be castrated at the age of 13, but they will be allowed to masturbate once on their birthday.
We are not monsters, after all. Drei.
The following men will be hunted down, rounded up and executed immediately without trial. Piers Morgan, Donald Trump, Theresa May.
And you, Niall.
Milch.
For more details on the Feminazi struggle, please pick up a copy of Helga's powerful autobiography.
Mein Kampf. So women, we need you. Stop living your meaningless and empty lives and join the Feminazi party. I mean, look at Maureen. When I first saw her, she was nothing but an egg machine and a fuck puppet.
Do you know, I miss being an egg machine and a fuck puppet. I used to love making my husband telly his favourite tea. Chicken Kiev with a red wine jus.
Don't mention the Jews! Maureen, you may have shot and killed your husband Terry, but remember, all feminazis are allowed to have sexual intercourse with a fuck puppet of their own choosing, as long as they adhere to the following positions. Reverse cowgirl.
front-facing cowgirl, and big spoon.
Doggy style will be permitted, but only if the man is the doggy.
That means you, Niall.
Woof!
So join us, women, and stop being slaves to the patriarchy!
We are the feminazis, just like the real Nazis. Instead of genocide and tashes, we have opinions and false lashes.
We are women, hear us roar!
Niall's a woman, let's hear him roar!
You're a woman, so definitely a whore.
You're all women, let's hear your roar.
9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999
So that was our first song from our first podcast episode.
Wow, that was very exciting.
It was.
So exciting. I think we should introduce ourselves now.
Okay.
So let's introduce each other. That's an interesting way of doing
novel.
It. Okay, so you're Sinead.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to think of an interesting fact about you, but it's I'm scraping the barrel here.
Yeah, I'm an incredibly boring person.
Okay, you're a supervisor in a restaurant.
I work in service. I think service is my true vocation. I just love being a waitress. I love delivering wine to old men and then being called a good girl. I love going over to take orders from customers and then being kind of greeted as if I've just walked in on someone on the bath. There's a lot of confusion, and I think I feel like people haven't been to restaurants before a lot of the time. And I really love, before I've put people's food down, them asking for ketchup and mayonnaise when I'm going to ask them. I'm always going to ask them for ketchup and mayonnaise, but they do it anyway. It frustrates me.
So that's how much you love it.
I really love it. So this is Katie. Katie is a keen gardener.
It's true. I've just got into gardening. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's maybe because I'm going through a breakup. So I'm trying to like nurture something before it dies, like my love life. Yeah, but I'm having a few problems at the moment with some squirrels.
Really? What are yeah. the squirrel problems?
Well, I've just moved to Swiss Cottage and the squirrels there, they're as big as dogs. I don't know if it's like all the sort of like... steroids they might have or protein shakes.
Hummus.
Yeah, lots of hummus.
Avocado.
Exactly. So they're quite fit.
North London squirrels.
Exactly, yeah. So that's what's going on with me.
You don't get that in South London, the squirrels. They're very, very malnourished.
But they sound insane, the squirrels in South London. I mean,
the squirrels outside my house made a terrifying noise that I've never heard before. I think it was at squirrel sex.
It was like a baby dying.
Yeah, that's what happens to South London squirrels.
Exactly.
And you're below the breadline.
Anyway, we've been friends for, 9 years?
Yes. 9 beautiful years.
Exactly. And I sort of like to describe myself as a long-suffering husband.
I'm a really needy friend. I think I have severe abandonment issues, which is why I am also going through a breakup at the moment, and as well, which seeps into our friendship, as well as quite a lot of daddy issues.
Oh, come on. I don't think it's an issue that your dad is insanely fit.
No, I don't like this because Katie has a genuine, like, fancies my dad because he's the same age as her ex-boyfriend.
He goes spinning every morning.
He is fitter than the both of us.
Wears a gilet.
He does wear a gilet and has a receding hairline and is a high-powered sociopath. And I think you're the daughter he wishes he had.
I don't want to be
just more sensible. I know.
Well, and I think maybe before this gets weirder, maybe we should do a sketch. I don't know. We'll have a sketch play.
No, let's talk about how you fancy my dad more, please.
Welcome to part one of the infamous case of Barry the Cannibal. A criminal masterchef so depraved, viewers be warned, the following scenes you might find disturbing, yet delicious.
It was our 5-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's nice. Was it romantic?
Very romantic, yes. Barry said he was going to cook us a 5-course meal.
Sandra Hall survived Barry the Cannibal. He tried to boil her alive in a bathtub full of herbs and spices and an OXO cube.
It wasn't until he bent me over the arger and tried to insert a lemon into my anus that I realised something was terribly, terribly wrong. I thought it was just Barry being a bit kinky, but it turns out I was to be the main course.
Oh, what was he cooking?
Boiling the bag, Sandra.
Barry Hall haunted the tiny town of Wetherby for 5 long years. He killed over half the population.
So, did you not realise it was your Barry doing all those murders?
Oh, no. Barry was such a gentle soul, and his alopecia made him very shy and very bold.
But Barry the cannibal wasn't just a cannibal, he was also an entrepreneur.
After killing his victims, he'd cook them and sell them in his catering van, Barry's Meals on Wheels.
Oh, I remember Barry's Meals on Wheels out there yesterday. Oh, he was such a joker. He had a different theme for every day. There was Cheese Sandwich Tuesdays, World War Wednesdays.
Oh, and Thrush Thursdays, where Barry would cook with quite a lot of yeast.
My favourite was Muslim Mondays, when Barry would dress up in a burqa and sell chicken tikka out the back of his van. Except it turns out it wasn't chicken, it was actually my Uncle Kevin, who I found to be very, very dry.
Sydney Potter's wife was one of the first of Barry's victims.
Of course. When we all found out what Barry had been doing, it was too late for my Celia. He'd kidnapped her. He'd killed her. He'd cooked her up in a fish supper, which he then delivered to me on Fast Food Friday. I hate myself for saying it, but she was delicious. She never tasted that good in the bedroom.
Barry Hall, chef, clown, cannibal.
10 years after the investigation, D.I. Ditcombe Hardy finally breaks his silence about a case that ended for him in humiliation, weight gain, and disgrace.
Yes, I was blind. And yes, I was incompetent. And yes, I did completely fail to do my job at a fundamentally basic level. But that is something that we're all going to have to live with. But in order to understand what the hell happened, we have to go back to the 1980s.
Diane Bush, administrator. I like faxing, filing, and landline dialing. I can touch type 10,000 words per minute. My fingers are faster than Fatima Whitbread on crack.
Morning, Diane. Looking ripe as usual.
I'm a married woman, Dick, and even if I wasn't, I wouldn't touch you with a barge pole. Just saying.
Up to much over the weekend, Diane.
Bit of DIY, bit of gardening.
Trimming the bush, were you, Diane?
Grow up, Dick.
D.I. Ditcombe Hardy. When it comes to prostitutes, I come down hard. But when it comes to paedophiles, softly, softly, catch a Nancy. Well, what have you got for me today, Diane?
The Yorkshire stripper's been at it again.
Oh, aye. You ever consider doing the stripping, Diane?
You can foxtrot uniform Charlie Keeler right off Ditcombe Hardy, you big pig!
Oh, you're a bit touchy today. You're on your period or something, are you?
Yes, I am, actually. Very heavy flow. Tampon and pad today.
Thank you.
Sydney Potter's wife's still missing. I think she's been kidnapped.
Oh, kinky.
Grow up, Dick. We need to look at the facts. Sydney comes home, Celia's missing, and all that's left are redentures, a girdle, and a fig flan baking in the oven.
Oh, we've all had a taste of Celia Potter's figgy flan, that's for sure.
Grow up, Dick. She's 69.
No, really, we have Diane. She brings it every year to the police bake sale.
I'm ever so sorry, Dick. It must be my hormones.
And I've shagged her.
Oh, well, I'm glad you think this is funny. Sydney's lost the love of his life and you'd know nothing about that, would you? Because you lost the love of yours years ago. And who'd cry if you went missing, eh? Bottle of Jack Daniels, packet of Camels, that ridiculous leather jacket.
Bloody hell, Diane. You're gushing from every hole today. Go clean yourself up, will you?
I must be a bloody mess, eh?
No, you're not. You're my precious Rose. Bush. Right, here's what we'll do. We'll go undercover. Me as a crime lord and you as a prostitute.
Oh, grow up, Dick.
We'll hide in a bush. Not your bush, Diane.
Grow up, Dick!
We'll wait for the kidnapper. Tear gas him. Taser him. Waterboard him. And get Sydney Potter about the love of his life.
God, you're good, Dick.
Not good enough for you, though, am I, Diane?
Don't make this harder.
It's already hard enough.
Dick.
What is it, Diane? You look as pale as a sexy ghost.
News just in through my 80s earpiece. There's been human remains found up at Mickey O'Flanagan's.
Weatherby's number one Irish bar.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So that was Barry the Cannibal. Incidentally, Barry Hall is based on a real person.
We were in a play with Barry, and Barry used to be the boom operator. So we were in a play where we played camera crew, and I was a butch camera woman. You were a butch PA, and Barry was a boom operator. And then under his breath in the play, he'd used to go... What did he used to say?
He used to say, to make his corpse on stage, he used to whisper it in our ear and say, "Do you take it up the shitter?"
That's what he said. And now he's been immortalised in a sketch. And he was really used to just go, "I really loved Chekhov," which sounded more dirty than it should.
Anyway, back to our friendship.
So we're talking about friendships. We feel that our friendship's quite intense, and our friendship is a friendship that has no boundaries, which start from, we share a birthday,
26th of February.
We often share a bath, and we're often naked together in a very non-sexual way, although you have a lovely, lovely bottom.
Oh, that's very kind, thank you.
And but boobs.
You have seen my asshole, haven't you?
Yeah, too many times, but obviously more than I've seen my own. But you like have a penchant for getting your asshole out. We actually went on a trip to Thailand when I was dumped another time by a different man because of my daddy issues. One night there was like a tropical storm, and you took all your clothes off, ran into the woods, and just twerked and really got like, really showed me your asshole. And then I just thought it'd be funny to film it on my tablet, which subsequently got stolen in Shepherd's Bush.
So if you are that man in Shepherd's Bush, and you have a video of my tanned asshole,
really tanned,
please can you upload it to Pornhub, because I'm fame hungry.
Yeah.
I've seen your cervix, but inside it. I've been inside your cervix.
You have. I wish you would crawl in. No, I have. I had an abnormal smear test, as we all do from time to time. HPV.
Not
a real woman unless you get HPV. And Katie came with me. And they're always really undignified affairs. I'm sure if you've had a smear test, they're obviously naked from the waist down, legs akimbo, and there's always like far too many people in the room, and there's always a trainee. There's always a male trainee that's just there.
I think he was just there, to be honest. I'm not sure that he was a male.
He was just there. And so they did the colposcopy, and they go up there, but they for some reason had it on a big screen, so it felt like we were all at the cinema.
It was massive. It was
this screen, not my vagina.
Oh yeah, no, your vagina. Well, I don't know. It was big on the screen.
Okay. So we saw my cervix in all its glory, and then you turned to me and said, "You have a lovely cunt." And
I like to be supportive.
Yeah, you were really, really supportive.
I think maybe it's time for another sketch.
Yeah, or we could just talk about my vagina more.
Yeah, I
sketch.
Mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We are Kitchen Bitches, London's number one event staffing company for catering and hospitality.
And we're here tonight to find some superstar members of staff who are willing to put in maximum effort for minimum wage.
Beautiful.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Tanisha Fish.
Hi, Tish Fish.
I am passionate about service, baby chinos and food, although personally, I do not eat.
And I'm Natasha Gash.
Hi, Tash Gash.
And I'm passionate about service and semen, although personally, I do not fail.
Beautiful.
Tish and I met on a European party bus tour.
Picture the scene. 30 Aussies, 5 Scots and a really boring Kiwi who had absolutely zero banter.
Tish and I soon became the best of BFFs.
I remember lying on my top bunk on a bit of a Debbie Downer after a day trip to Auschwitz when I heard Tash noshing off a World War II veteran on the bunk below.
I like to call that a banter blazer.
And I thought to myself, this girl knows how to party.
We partied our way through all of Europe's playgrounds.
Amsterdam.
Mykonos.
Chernobyl.
I found the nightlife in Chernobyl somewhat dull.
Until we got thrown off the party bus for giving banter blouses to the Scots in the Vatican.
I like to call those holy blouses.
So we packed up our bags and we blazed our way to the UK.
We arrived in London with jet lag and blouser fatigue, and Kitchen Bitches was formed.
And that's where you guys come in. Perhaps you're here tonight because you're a starving artist who's had to give up on the hopes and dreams just to pay £750 a month to live in a horse box in Hackney.
Or perhaps you're a refugee with a PhD, which counts for absolutely
absolutely nothing in this country.
Or perhaps you're mentally ill and you've had to take a low-paid shitty job just to pay for the therapy that you so desperately need and can't get on the NHS because the waiting list is 2 years and you might have killed yourself by then.
But that doesn't matter because you're about to enter the greatest industry on earth.
Service!
So we're looking for lots of superstars to join our family of bitches. Anything from spotty pot washers to angry and perverted chefs and, of course, sexy waiters.
Clients don't want to look at ugly waiters, so if you've got a face like a Park Chino, we're not putting you out on the floor.
So if this sounds like the job for you, hand in your CV at www.blozza.co.uk.
Or join us in one of our roadshows where we'll be coming in a town near you. So as we mentioned before, we're both going through breakups at the moment.
Horrendous, horrendous breakups.
Yeah.
But we are there for each other.
And yeah, I suppose just getting used to being single again.
In London, which is a horrendous place to be single, so we've heard.
Because everyone's a banker or a twat.
Or a pervert, exactly. But it got us thinking, didn't it? Because we know so many amazing single people.
Yeah, and I actually am a bit of a matchmaker. I set up two of my friends years ago, and they now live together and have a dog.
A lovely, lovely adopted greyhound.
Which I think is the true sign of a happy, healthy relationship. So even though I have an inability to have that, I feel like it can help others.
Exactly. So we are going to set up a matchmaking service on Norris and Parker Sketch Therapy.
Yes. So if you want to tweet us or leave a review on Acast or iTunes page, you can either nominate yourself or a friend that's looking for love.
Mm-hmm. And we just need some facts about you and what you're looking for. And we will do a song.
Yes. So we're going to start with our friend
Esme.
And see if we can find us some love. Welcome to Norris and Parker's Market Fair, where we sell your wares to help you find love. To market, our friend Esme. She is very quirky and going to field day. She's clever, she's clever.
She has a great fringe.
She is very beautiful.
With a tendency to whinge.
It's Esme, it's Esme.
She likes to keep fit.
She works in the art world.
She's sure to be a hit.
A nice man, a nice man.
Who's not a Jack the Lad.
Nor emotionally unavailable.
Or old enough to be her dad.
So if you want to date Esme,
leave her a review.
With your contact details.
And a picture of you.
To market, to market, to buy a new wife. Home again, to start a new life.
If you would like to take Esme out on a date, send us a tweet at NorrisParker26 or leave us a review.
So to wind down the podcast, we've talked about Sinead's fit dad. And now we're going to hear from my dad.
Who I bet was fit in his day.
I think he was. I've got an old headshot of his. He nearly was Ken Barlow. It's between him and Bill Roach.
Such a shame.
Such a shame. My life could have been very different. Mm-hmm. And it's time, I think, to hear a story from him.
And how old's your dad?
My dad, he's 78.
Lovely.
Yeah, he was born in 1940.
Wow.
So here he is.
I think we should talk about Mrs. Mole. Can you tell us the story of Mrs. Mole?
Mrs. Mole? Oh, right. Right, well, Mrs. Mole lived just down the road from me when I lived in Shanghai in China. And when the communists took over, we all had to leave very fast. And so all we boys and girls, we took our pets to Mrs. Mole. Because Mrs. Mole said she wasn't leaving for anybody, communists or anything. She wasn't leaving, so she'd stay. And she would. So we took all our pets. I took my sausage dog, Sammy, and I think I took a slow worm. And we gave them all to Mrs. Mole, dogs, cats and slow worms. And maybe she's still there. But I don't know what happened to Mrs. Mole.
Do you think she got eaten?
Who, Mrs. Mole?
Yeah.
Well, the sausage dog, I expect, did.
Yeah.
So that was our first episode of Norris and Parker's Sketch Therapy.
Oh, God, and it's over. I'm so glad I had a really terrible time.
I have PTSD, I think.
If you did like it, though, listeners, please subscribe and leave a review on Acast or iTunes.
Please share. Please tell your friends. Please tell your mum.
And any fit dads.
Yep. It's not mine.
There is a vacancy.
And I guess we'll see you next week.
Is that-
You'll hear us next week.
How do you sign off these things?
How do you say goodbye?
Should we just say bye in a formal way?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Please come back.
Please come back to me.
Bonne nuit, au revoir. See you later.
Yeah, bye, guys.
You have been listening to a Red Apple Creative original podcast. For more great podcasts from Red Apple, just go to redapplecreative.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.